Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahet, Kabel, Eshami, Tukat, Amis, Meir, Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, affectionately known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even from this day and forevermore. Well, today we have spirit messages and we have a little talk, which is cleansing for money. Cleansing for money. Now, you can get a spirit message. All you got to do is call. That's all you have to do. You call 646-716-9149. Now I'll tell you again. It's 646-716-9149. Now, in case you got the number, you know, you can just use it. But, you know, some of you don't want to be heard on the air. You don't want to be heard sometimes, you know, with other people. And with that, I give you a certain way to do it. Now, listen to this and pay attention.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say.
Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And we do have people who want a spirit message. Yes, we sure do. We sure do, and we're going to give it to them. In fact, we're going to start doing that right about now. Okay? Okay. Extension 770. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm here. We're here in the middle of a storm, so I'm calling you.
In the middle of a storm?
The tropical storm.
God. Oh, my God. You know what? Those storms in down there. Well, mm-hmm. you got some time before hurricane season, so it's okay. It's okay. Now,
we are in hurricane season, but this is it's a tropical storm, but we're under it right now. It's very windy.
You're in hurricane season.
Yes.
Well, girl, you better watch out then. Watch out.
Yeah.
You better watch out. Yeah, what can I help you with today?
Well, I just wanted a general reading, please.
What general? All right. Well, your money looks good. Your money looks all right. But, sometimes it gets sort of tight. And you're looking for another way out, but outside of it, it looks fair. Now, with your love life, now that way is something else. It's something else. You might have to just drop him and go on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. Because he don't want to. Well, he's around, but he don't want to act right. Don't want to act right.
Mm-hmm.
No, he don't. Well, you know that. You can
yeah,
see huh? that. He won't act right. He won't act right, but he wants to hang around any old way. He
yeah.
wants to hang around. And with that, you ought to be able to, just move him out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just move him on out. Now, that's it. But all in all, you look well. Your life looks well. There's nothing wrong with you. And nothing mm-hmm. wrong will come. Yours is just a life of blessedness. Just a life of blessedness. And that is all. You have nothing but blessedness in your life. And you can keep
okay.
that blessedness. For the rest of the month. For the
okay.
rest, until the next little new moon. But
mm-hmm.
all the stuff looks all right. It looks all right now.
Okay.
Glory, hallelujah.
All
right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too, Papa Say. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Some people do all right. Okay. Area code 470. You have this is Papa say hello.
Hi, Papa say. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
All is well. I call it because I need to know a quick remedy to demolish my enemies because I have people on my job that's envy me and jealous me, and I want them to be far away from me.
All right. I'm going to tell you something. I will give it out. I'll give one out later in this broadcast.
Okay.
I'll give
well,
one out.
Private then. I'll just take the time to call you private.
Okay. Okay, Friday then. But
oh,
I'll
yeah. Yes, Jimmy. Yes, yes. Okay, next person. I'll take the time out. Love you. Thank you. Next person.
Okay.
Keep me in the queue.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here's another one. Area code 313. This is the Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, yes, that's me.
Hi. Yes, yes, I did the, I got me some, well, I didn't get it, Tony got me some cake.
Uh-huh.
I smoked me a cigar. I smoked a cigar last night, and I worked that cigar, and there's definitely a shift.
Okay.
There's definitely
all
a shift.
Right.
What I wanted to know was, is there something special I should do with the ashes from this cigar and the wrapper from the cigar, you know, the band that's around the top? Is there something special I need to do with these ashes?
Just take them, and, well, really, you can, well, there's not much you can do with them. With the ashes and the band, just take them and bury them if you can.
Okay.
Bury them if you can. You know, that'll take care of them. Now, just bury
okay.
them. Now, if you don't, you could take the ashes and the band and burn them. Just
okay.
burn them. But better if you bury them, okay?
Okay.
Better.
Thanks a lot.
Better if you bury them. All right?
All right.
So if you got... If you got anything going, it's better if you burn, you know, bury them. But if you don't, you can burn them. You can burn it anyway. All right?
Okay. All right.
God bless
you. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Well, well, well. Now we got somebody else. Area code 573, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa, I wanted to get a general reading. I have a question, sir.
What's your question?
What do you have to help draw money in? I think you had mentioned about some soaps at one time.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I'll tell you later on in the program.
Yeah, because I want
to know
type. Okay, soap. I just want to know the different types of soap you have and what they do.
Okay, we'll do. We'll tell you. I will do it, most assuredly. So
okay.
God bless you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. So many people and so many things. Well, there weren't that many people on, but it was, you know, people that were on wanted some things that were very essential. Very essential. See, to today's message is on cleansing for money. Cleansing for money. Now, we talked about getting rid of evil spirits. We talked about getting rid of bad spirits. But one thing we didn't talk about is what do you do to get some money? Now, I'm sure everybody want to hear that. Everybody want to know What do I do, Papa? What do I do to get some money in here? You know, it's been tight. It's been bad. I cannot find my way because I don't have no money. I need a way. I need to hear how I can get some money, how I can get enough. Well, first thing I want to tell you is this. Whatever you had to do to get rid of what's bad, you have to do it to get the good part. Okay, I'll give you an example. Smudging. When you smudge a house, you burn sage, don't you? You burn a big wig of sage and whatnot, and you whip it in every corner and whatnot. And then plus, when you're through, you leave it there for a while. And when it's over, you open a window or a door and let it out, don't you? Well, when you do that, you have automatically put into practice a thing which you have to worry about. When you burn something, you know, to make it right, to make something right, then you have to burn something to bring in a blessing. You don't burn sage and then turn around with water. No, no, no. You don't burn sage and then turn around with something with oil. No, no, no. When you burn sage, you have to burn something else. And the things you would burn are, well, really, cedar or, most of all, tobacco. Tobacco. You do not do one thing a certain way and do something else. People do that all the time. People do that all the time. They want it to go another way. So they do one thing and they do something else. They expect something else to happen. My God, if you are going to use water, Florida water, to get rid of what's evil, then you should use something, you should use Kananga water to bring the blessings back. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on now. You don't go and get some incense. You don't go and get some incense. The incense won't do nothing because you took it out with water. You have to replace something with the water. Now, can you hear me? Some of you, I know it's getting to most of you. I know it's getting to most of you. See, so you have to, whatever you do on one end, you have to do on another. You cannot use oil and something else to get you a blessing, and then use water to take it out. If you are going to take it out with, let's say, a candle, you're going to burn something, then you have got to burn something to bring goodness back. Yeah. You have got to burn something to bring goodness back. If you're going to take it out with incense, you know, certain kinds of incense we got. And it'll work. Yeah, it'll work. It'll go out. But if you do something else, it ain't going to work. Well, let's put it this way. It ain't going to work as good. You have got to do something just like it. So if you burn incense to get rid of the thing, you got to burn incense to put some good back. Now, I was just going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you again. When you are getting something good, you have to get rid of what's evil first. Do you hear that? When you are trying to get something good, most of you don't know. Well, you know, if you heard it from me, you will not get it unless you get rid of the evil first. Then the good will come. Are you listening to me? You have to get rid of what's bad first, and then the good will come. The good will come. You have to find out what is burdening your money, what is holding your money down, what is making your money fall short. Why you don't have no money? And then, bless God, you have to stop it. You have to stop it. And then it will come. It will come. Well, bless God, some of you out there know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you out there can put your finger on this and put your hand on it and make your way perfect and make your way plain. Well, Lord God, I'm going to tell you something. It says that the prophet came and he made every rough place plain. All the crooked straight. All the valleys were brought up and all the high places brought low. That is what the prophet does. He does that. He does that. Now, you worrying about it, you will have to get yourself in one accord with the prophet. You have to do it. You have to do it. So when you want money, you're going to have to get rid of what is not money, of poverty. You're going to have to rinse yourself of poverty. You're going to have to wash yourself clear of it. You're going to have to remove poverty from you. And the way to do that, the way they do it, you can get a Florida water. You can get ammonia to do it. You can get all these things to do it. But after you get it, you're going to have to have something to bring the money in. You're going to have to. Now, what can you get to bring it in? Well, I tell you, there's soaps. Yes, sir. It's soaps that would do it for you. Just like the soap would take it away. You know, just like the soap would destroy all that was bad. Just like the soap would move every condition that was not like it. There is soap that will bring good God to money, which will bring money to you. And I'm telling you, that's that money soap. This money soap will bring money to you. This money soap will make you realize and use this money soap. Because when you got it, you will have more money. You sure will. Now, I ain't gonna hurt nobody. I'm not gonna misuse anybody. But you gotta get rid of what's wrong first. So I tell you, you could use the Florida water soap to get rid of it, but But right behind it, you have to use what? This money soap. Money soap. Or if you are really worried about the numbers, if you are really worried about the lottery, if you are really worried about what's going to happen, then you get this Sandalo soap, the sandalwood soap. And my God, the numbers will come in your mind. As you really finish using it, the numbers will come to you. You got to have a paper and a pencil to write them down because they'll come right to you. But with the money soap, you can just, all you got to do is just use a little bit of it. Just use a little bit of it and then put it up. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you right now. I'm going to do it right now. If you go and get the Florida water soap, which will wash away the evil, which will wash away all wrong, which will wash away the talk. In fact, if you got something on you, this will take it away. In fact, if somebody put something on you, this will take it off. Yep, this will take it off. So I tell you, if you go ahead and do it, I tell you what I'll do. I will give you some money. So now I ain't going to give you the whole box. I'll give you a piece. I'll give you a piece of money. So to help you to wash it away. This will be some money soap which will stop all of the infections that you would think to. It will help you. It will help you just to see that this money soap is good. This money soap is it. It's it. You need it. You need this money soap. You need it. And ain't no sense of me talking to you, going, getting all mad or whatnot. You need this money soap. You need it. Why? Because you don't have no money. Your kids don't have no money. You don't have no money to take care of your house. You don't have no money to go out and to find places overnight. You don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. So this money soap is what you need. But I'm going to tell you, you cannot use it without the Florida water soap. So you would take the Florida water soap and use it until you get clear of it, and then you will use it. Now, let me tell you something else. Whatever you do one time, you got to do the same thing all over, too. If you wash yourself 3 days with this, I'm just saying, 3 day fast, a 7 day fast. If you don't have no money, a real bad thing, 9 day fast. You need to wash yourself with the Florida water 9 specific days. But if you want money, after the 9 days up, you wash yourself 9 days with the money soap. You hear me? With the money soap. Now, I'm not telling nobody nothing, but I am telling you something. This is some stuff which most people don't hear. This is what most folks don't hear. This is just some stuff that they do, and they don't hear. Nope, when you do something for 3 or 4 days or 1 day or whatever, then you got to do it again. You got to do what's right for the same amount of time. It don't matter if it was one time. You got to do it. If it was 3 days, you got to do it. If it was 5 days, you got to do it. If it was 7 days, you got to do it. If it was 9 days, you got to do it. If it was 13 days, you got to do it. You got to do it. That is just to ensure that it will happen the same way. The same way. Now, for all of you, that's thinking about it, yeah, well, I get Papa say so, but I don't know what. Well, I'm telling you now, you don't have to get it. You don't have to. You don't have to get it. You don't have to be well, I get Papa say I'd go ahead and get some Florida water or something, but I don't want to be bothered. And I don't get no Papa say so. Well, you don't have to get it. No, you don't. You don't. And you'll be the same way you was the last week. You'll be the same way. Hey, what does this thing, mean to you? What does it mean to you? If not, you don't get it, what about it? Nothing. But if you do get it, if you do use it, if you do work with it, and it works for you, then what? You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed beyond compare. Now, that is what's hurting to some people. That's what's hurting. Now, there was a time when I had oil, and I had incense, and I had all that stuff, and I gave it to you. Wasn't it? Now, did it work? Of course it worked. And when I said it don't work no more, or it's only going to be around for a certain amount of time, and when that time was up, I took it off. Well, now it's the same thing. It's just like that. If you want blessedness in your life, then you're going to have to do the things to be blessed. You're going to have to do them all. Not just one, not just two, but you're going to have to do them all. And then you will be blessed. But for those of you that's just trying to see something, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. What do I spend? I spend an hour or so of my time to help you, to tell you what is the best thing for you, to tell you what will happen to you, to tell you how to stop these conditions, to tell you, you know, this is what will stop it, this is what will do it. That is what I do. And some of you, when you come in, you listen to it, but you don't hear it. Yeah, you don't hear it. Something to some of you, this stuff takes place. Yeah, some of you it does. But then again, it don't. You don't listen to it. Well, for all of you, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Ain't that what it says? It says the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And His mercy endureth to all generations. Do you want the Lord? Do you want the Lord's mercy to run out on you? Do you want it to? Now it ain't, because it's enduring to all generations. Now it ain't going to run out on you. But do you want it to? Do you want it to? Because there is a time. There is a time when his mercy gives up. Now, collectively it don't. Collectively it don't. He's just as merciful and as good today as he was 100 years ago. But some of you don't know. Some of you don't know. That's why I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to show you. Now, the blessed thing that you can do, the best thing that you can do is what? Spend your little money and get this soap. Get this soap. Now, what do you say about it? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you right on out. I'm going to tell you right out. You're going to have to spend some money. But it ain't much. You're going to have to spend some money. Because this stuff is blessed by competent authority. This stuff is blessed by a competent authority. I do not give you nothing just to be given something. I don't do it. I don't do it. You hear? So you have got to pay for it. You've got to pay for it. And with it, you have all the blessings that go with it. You have all the blessings that go with it. Now, do you want some? Do you want some? I hope you do. I know you do. And I know you want to. You want to. But as I said, with those, once you buy the Florida water soap, to use that to cleanse away all of the bad stuff, all of the cross stuff, all the raw, all the witch stuff, now the Florida water soap will get rid of it. But once it's done, you have got to bless yourself with the money soap. The money soap. Now that is the way to do it. That is the way to do it. And, well, here's somebody in area code 497, oh no, 704. Hello? Area code 704. Hey, hello?
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 Hello? Hello, I would like to get a reading.
Okay. Well, the Lord is showing you something. He's showing you the goodness of him. He's showing you how to be blessed. And the blessing the Lord will show you is a good one. The blessing will go further than your house. But this blessing is from God and only from him, and you can have it. Yes, you can. You can have it for the Lord's name's sake. You could have it. All right. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
And now here's another one, 201. Okay, 201.
Hi, Papa Say, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just wanting to see if you could give me any insight what to expect in the next couple of weeks.
What's going on?
Just some things at work and some legal case that I have with my family. Just want to see how it's going to settle out.
Well, with the things at work, you don't have to worry about that. That is God. You don't have to worry about that. God will take care of that. For family, you have to just watch. You have to watch what you're doing and be the way that you should be. Be the way that you should be. In fact, just see for a minute. Let me hold on. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Lord. You don't have to worry about nothing. The Lord is taking care of you. He's taking your part. The Lord is guiding you. The Lord has hand on you. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to go through nothing. Because His way is perfect. His way is sure. His way is well and out of this world. You are doing fine. You will do fine. And just hold on to God's hand. You know, there was a song, hold to His hand, God's unchanged hand. Well, that's what you have to do. Have to hold on to it instead of letting it go. Just hold on to it. And God will bring you out. All right?
Okay. Been a
God
lot of battles.
You.
Thank you so
okay.
much. God bless you
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye bye. Oh yes, Lord. I hear somebody at 9937. Hello.
Hi. Yes. I was told to give you a call because my brother is currently incarcerated, and he was facing the death penalty. And he was given life in prison. He feels as if someone has cursed him and that he's currently under somebody else's working evil in his life. So the gentleman that informed me to call you told me to ask what I can do to help my brother with his situation.
Help your brother? Well, first of all, we can't help him because it's true. Some of it's true. But I tell you what, we can make his way easier. We can make him help. We can make it healthier. We can do all that for him. But insofar as him getting out, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. But some of it we can. Some of it we can. And in fact, I'll do some of it now. Honor be court, get you like you mentioned to tears of rua. Honor be court, get you like you mentioned to tears of rua. Now, with that, the way of your brother will be, I should say, he'll be perfect. He'll be perfect. But the way of it, it'll keep him out of trouble. It'll keep him out of all the stuff which most people would get into while in jail. He will be free. He will not be in trouble. He will be of God. He'll be holy. Now, I want you, if you get a chance, you to call me. I want you to call me. And if you know, on a commercial, when you hear that, you take down the number, you call me up. You call me
okay.
up, and we hear that. We'll take care of it, okay?
We'll
take care of it. You gotta call me, okay?
Yes, sir, I
All
sure
right.
will. Thank
All
you.
All right, then. God
bless. God bless you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, be there. We see that God is working his way out. Here's another one. 952. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hi, how are you?
fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just kind of wondering about where my future holds, thinking of getting divorced, and just kind of wondering.
While you're thinking of divorce, are you sure that you're through with the man?
No.
No. No, no, no. And how does he think?
I told him I wanted one, but I don't think he's listening to me.
Well, why do you want one?
Because I'm sick of mental abuse for 32 years.
Okay, I tell
and
you
other
what
things.
You do. Okay, I tell you what, you need to call me too. You need to call me too. When you hear this commercial come on, you take down the number. You need to call me too. You need to do it too. Because I need to talk to you about that. I need to talk a little bit more fully about it. I can't do that now. But, yeah, you talk to me too. Because, see, the thing about the divorce is that you cannot do it unless you are really, really sincere in it. Really, really sincere. Now, you can think you are. And no doubt you think you are now. There's no doubt about it. But you have to know. And so what I want you to do is to give me a call on that number. Will you do it?
I definitely will.
Okay. Now, when you do it, then we can discuss it and bring that divorce on about. Okay? Now,
you bet.
You take it. Huh?
I definitely will. I just worry about my business. That's kind of with getting divorced.
Okay. Okay. We'll discuss all that. We'll discuss
all
it all.
All right, dear. I'm
okay.
Just going to sit down and listen. God bless you, too. Love and light.
Bye-bye. Well. Well, you see, everybody needs somebody sometime. They need somebody sometime. Not all the time, but just sometime. And one thing that people know or don't know is that sometimes you know what's going to happen with you, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't, and you need to know that. You need to know that. Now, like I was saying, if you want money, you need to cleanse yourself from jinx. You need to cleanse yourself from anything evil. You need to cleanse yourself from anything stopping your money or stopping your way of getting it. You need to cleanse yourself from the witchcraft that's stopping your money. Yes, you do. And then after you stop it, the type of thing which stops it, you need to use what it or something like it to give you your money back. Your money back. If you're sad and you stop your money, and your money has been stopped for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and you have to use a 7-day bath. Now, hear me now. A 7-day bath. Then you need 7 days to get your money. You need 7 days. You see, if you use water or the Florida water soap, 7 days. you need to use what? The money soap. 7 days. Now, I have said it, and I'll take it back. I will not take it back. The first thing that will happen, the first thing, is that you should look at it. You should recognize what you're going through. You should see what you're going through. You should not, don't be a person, don't just say, well, I just going to do this, and then it'll be better. No, no, no. If you got something, you need to go ahead and get it taken care of. You need to do it now. You need to do it now. If you have something on you, you have got to get it off. And the best way to get it off, the best way, I do believe it, that the best way is the Florida water soap. And after you do it, then you can use the money soap to bring what? Money to you. To bring money to you. Now, this is all. This is all I'm saying. And this is what I have been saying and what I mean. Now, I'm going to play the commercial. I'm going to play this commercial. And you listen to it and you take notes. Hold on. Let's go.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And you know what? Well, sometimes we might discuss this, and it's the time for us to go. It's time for us to go. It's time now. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, be here. Be here for it. Yes, be here for it. Now remember that you must get rid of what's bad first. And then you go ahead and get something good. Now get rid of what's bad. How do you do that? You buy the Florida water soap. And what's good? What do you do? What do you do? After you use the Florida water soap, then you would use the money soap and you will get money. I'm telling you, you will get money. Sure enough, you will get money. Now, to everybody that's there, that hears me, I thank you for joining me and I look forward to helping you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, okay? Well, God bless, and remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and there's only one Papa Say. See you tomorrow. God bless you, and good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.